नाम शरणं समस्त जगतां कृष्णं विना का गतिः कृष्णेन कलि कृष्णेन प्रतिहन्यते कलिमलं कृष्णाय कार्यं नमः कृष्णात्रस्यति काल भीमभुजगो कृष्णस्य सर्वं वशे कृष्णे भक्तिरखंडिता भवतु मे भो कृष्ण तमेवाश्रयः इज अ वेरी ब्यूटिफुल प्रेयर श्री कृष्ण शरणं समस्त जगतां ही सेज जगत डजंट मीन दिस मटेरियल वर्ल्ड जगत मीन्स मटेरियल एंड स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड्स ऑल द मटेरियल एंड स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड्स आर शेल्टर्ड at the lotus feet of Krishna, and they cannot function without the sanction and blessing of Krishna. And that is the way all these worlds are created. They are sustained by the energy of Krishna. Just like the ocean is full of salt water, but if we want potable rain water, we have to pray to Krishna. That is the way the worlds are created, and they all are sustained by his energy. And then he says, Krishna vina ka gatihi. Where else can one go for shelter other than Krishna's lotus feet? He is asking. One cannot be sheltered by money, by relatives, by police, or by doctor, or by military. None of the shelters can assure anyone ultimate safety. So, even if one runs from one place to another, ultimately, everyone has to come to Krishna's shelter only, because Krishna's compassion and mercy extends so vastly that he has occupied the heart of every living entity, and he has occupied every single atom. Where can one run away from even the atoms? One has to ultimately come to Krishna only. And then he says, Krishnena pratiharnyate kalimalam. We are devotees trying to become devotees. At the same time, we also have mala, the heart, simultaneously, which is not yet purified. So purity is there, impurity is there, both combinations are there. But by chanting Krishna's holy names, this mala in the chitta can be made completely shuddha, as the Bhagavatam has confirmed in many places, that the chanting of the holy name can destroy the mala. In the heart, and especially he says Kali Mala. In the age of Kali Yuga, everyone's hearts are afflicted by the disease of Kali with so many. But by chanting of the holy name, Krishnena Pratihanyate Prakrishta Rupena Hanyate, completely it can eradicate all the impurities in our heart, he says. Krishnena Pratihanyate Kali Malam. Krishnaya Karyam Namaha. I also salute to the wonderful holy pastimes of Krishna, which are called Krishnaya Karyam. Because these pastimes are so wonderful, by reading them, by reciting them, by remembering them, one can become completely purified in the heart, just like chanting of the holy name. Krishnaya Karyam Namaha, he says. And then he says, Krishna Trasyati Kala Bhima Bhujago. Bhujago is the serpent. The Kala serpent is very vicious and venomous and very fast, as it is said by Gajendra. Pachanda vegat abhidhavato brisham. Yakkashchanesho balinontakoragat prachanda vegat abhidhavato brisham. Bhitam prapannam paripati yadbhayat mrityu pradhavatyaranam tamimahi. Gajendra said, the Kala uraga is blackish, and it is venomous, and it is very fast also. Prachanda Vega means extreme speed with which it is chasing after every living entity. And if some living being becomes fearful of this Kala Sarpa, or if somebody doesn't become fearful anyway, he is going to be swollen. But out of fear for this Kala Sarpa, somebody rushes to Krishna's lotus feet, Bhitam, Prapannam, falls at Krishna's feet, Paripati, and Krishna will protect him and make him free from this fear. Even while living, even before the death comes and strikes him, one becomes completely free from all fear. Pitam prapannam paripati yadu bhayat. Why? Because Mrityu itself is afraid of Krishna. and runs in the opposite direction, he says. Mrityu pradhavati aranantam imani. So in this way, he says also, Krishna tasya kala dhima bhujago, Krishna sya sarvam vashet. Everything is in the vash of Krishna. As Krishna himself says, Prakritim swama vashtabhya visrajami punah punah bhuta gramam imam krishnam avasham prakritir vashat, he says. Everything is in the vash of Prakriti, and that Prakriti is in my vash, Krishna is saying. Maya adhyakshena Prakriti avasham prakritir vashat. The whole world is under Maya, and Maya is in the shelter of Krishna. So if one wants to become free from Maya, one has to simply take shelter of Krishna. Then Maya will release her clutches. Like that he says, Krishna trasyati kala bhima bhujago, Krishna sya sarvam vashet. Krishne bhaktir akhandita bhavatume. Let me have uninterrupted devotional service to Krishna. Akhandita means which is not having any recess or interval. Without any interval, let me have constantly flowing devotional service. Like Kunti Maharani prayed, let my mind always constantly flow towards you without any impediments or obstacles on the way. Not that one day I am fired up, another day I am fried out. Let me always be fired up in your devotional service. Krishne bhakti rakhandita bhavatume bho krishna tvame vashraya. This is the ashtama vibhati, we say the eighth address, which is Sambodhan. Like you say, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. That is also like direct address to Krishna. Bho Krishna, Tvame Vashraya. Hey Krishna, because of all these reasons, I simply want to take your shelter. Please accept me. So, I was recently reading how, if one understands that Krishnasya Sharanam Samasta Jagatam, all the universes are sheltered in Krishna. If one develops a firm faith in this truth, one can develop some feelings towards Krishna by knowing this fact. Because we feel there are many other multiple occupations I have and multiple shelters I have, because of which we are unable to develop any feelings for Krishna. Like a child is able to develop complete feelings for mother and father, because the child doesn't feel any other shelter. Similarly, when we feel the same towards Krishna, then we can also develop some feelings while calling Krishna's holy name. Harinam Prabhu ki.
Yeah.
Let's offer our humble obeisances unto all the Vaishnava devotees of the Lord, who are just like the sage trees, for ocean of mercy and full of compassion for the fallen conditioned souls.
पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की वैष्णव ठाकुर की